So as part of, or inspired by, Radio 4's A Shoebox of Snow, written by Julie Mayhew and starring Richard Briers and coming out this September, I've been asking people this week about the objects they own and the special memories that they attach to them. I've uploaded part one of this recording with Maddie, who's here, and because there were so many stories attached to the object, which is what kind of ring is it? It's a topaz ring.
Yes, a topaz ring.
Sorry, my mind went blank there. A beautiful topaz ring that her mother gave her, and came from Spain at the time of Franco. And now we ran out of time in the last one, so this is a second part of that. So, Maddie, would you like to tell the story of how you came by the ring, or the story behind the ring?
Yes, I shall try and be a bit more efficient with what I'm saying.
No, it's my fault, totally. I wasn't keeping an eye on the time or anything.
So when she was in Spain, she bought the ring. She was working at a school at the time called Runnymede, and later she gave the ring to me a lot later, after she told me the story of how I got my name, which was, in Spain, they do something men used to, and it's not so common now, but still happens, that they echar un piropo, which means to give a lady a compliment that they might just randomly see in the street. And when my mother was there with a friend of hers from university, she was trying to buy some medication. He was very, very sick. I think they had eaten something. And this was way back in the 60s, possibly late 50s, early 60s. And this guy saw her in the back streets around the Plaza Mayor, where they were staying, and he echó un piropo, and so he just sort of threw his hands out and he said, "What a beautiful, most beautiful face of a Magdalena you have." Because she was so anxious and so distressed, she couldn't find her way back to give Ricky the
medication.
Mm. And he was very ill. He must have been jaundiced or something. He was really badly ill. And when I was born, she...
So a Magdalena...
Possibly inspired by Greco or the paintings of Goya, some sort of Virgin Mary who looked so sad at the death of Jesus, that kind of thing. Okay. Had a religious connotation because, of course, it was a very Catholic country.
Yeah.
Still is.
Oh, right.
Anyway, so when I was born, she looked at my face, obviously distressed.
Gone through that experience.
And she said, and it reminded her of that
comment.
Moment in Madrid.
Wow.
At the back of the Plaza Mayor, and she thought, I'm going to call her Madeline.
Right.
But anyway, so eventually I went to Spain, and I had a great friend at school with me. And I was working not so long ago, and they posted me out to Madrid.
Mm.
And I called my friend, and I said, "Look, do you know anybody who has a flat?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, come and live with me. We've got a spare room." And so I caught up with my friend in Madrid, and we were coming back to the flat one night after a few beers, and I said, "My mother sets me these impossible missions all the time. One is to find out about this school she used to work in Madrid."
Oh, right.
He goes, "Oh, what was the school called?" And I said, "Runnymede." And he said, "No." He says, "Yeah, she wants to find out about the man who used to own it, or maybe still does, Arthur Powell." And he said, "I used to go to Runnymede."
No.
I know.
In Spain?
Yes, and this is a friend I've known since I was, for years, about 20
my
years.
Gosh.
I know. I found out all about the guy and the school had been passed to his son and it was still going.
Wow.
A really good school in Madrid.
Oh.
Anyway, I've treasured this ring just because my mother gave it to me, and she's still alive.
Some amazing stories behind
really
it.
Really amazing stories. Really amazing coincidences.
Yeah.
And I dropped it and I lost it
night
when I was coming back from a Spanish lesson, no less.
Oh, no.
And a taxi had run over it.
No, and it survived.
And I opened my door the next day because I was a little bit drunk. And I saw this shiny thing in the gutter, and it was
my
ring.
God.
And that's why it's wonky, because I had to have it mended.
Oh, right. So.
Yes, and the jeweller said... "This ring is not a very good design because it has the three prongs and the stone falls out all the time." I said,
"But it survived being run over by a taxi."
"Design doesn't always have to be functional."
Well, very good. Thank you very much for that,
Maddie.
That's
okay. Thank you.